Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
What is up, DMV Hoops fans? I got a good one for you here today. I've got Jared Billups of George Mason joining me. Jared, first thing out of the gate, how are you? How's your day going so far?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm good. This is awesome. I was at the GW game the other night and was really impressed with the way you played specifically. I think it was one of your better games of the year. So I thought this was a great time to have you come on and just chat a little hoops.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Glad to be here.
Before we get going, brought to you by Stateside Vodka and their Surfside hard iced teas, hard lemonades, hard peach teas, hard half and halves. They're all delicious. And BetOnline. BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. Get the latest odds, lines, matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, UFC, tennis, everything you can think of, the NBA. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place all your wagers, including live betting on your favorite casino and card games. You can head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up. Use our promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, for 50% off your welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, so Jared, for anybody not familiar with you, from Waldorf, Maryland, you've started every game for George Mason this year, averaging about 5 points, 4 rebounds, a little over an assist, about a steal a game. But I think what you do for the team, the impact goes so much beyond just counting stats and box score and stuff like that. So just for anybody who hasn't seen you play, maybe let's start by having you describe your game for people.
Honestly, I think I can do a little bit of everything and anything on any given night. I mean, I guess it just depends what's needed. Mm-hmm. And I think that speaks also about my game. Like, just depends on what's needed during the game and how I can impact the game in any way. I mean, you know, it's not just about scoring all the time or highlight plays or anything like that. But like, there's a lot of small details that go into winning games. And I think that I bring.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. We did this out the other night during the game, but you've actually been one of my favorite players to watch this season. I think I've caught every Mason game at this point, and it's just it's the little stuff, man. And some of it's not so little. It just doesn't go as you know, obvious or noticed. But James Bishop is a really, really good offensive player, and you gave him as hard a time as anybody has given him all season. What's it like, just, you know, knowing you've got to take like on some of the tougher perimeter matchups, you know, throughout the entire course of the season?
I don't know. I feel like it kind of comes natural to me, but one of the things I try to do most is just try to make it tough, because they're great offensive players. Like, they're going to score. And you got to be okay with that, but you just want to make it as tough as possible. But with James specifically, me and James, I played against James since
right for forever, right?
Yeah, yeah. We was in the same conference in high school, so that's my guy. He's got me on a couple battles. I've got him, so it's always a fun matchup.
He had one block specifically early in the second half, which was pretty cool. And you were denying him the ball. You were picking up, you know, 94 feet. I guess, is that something the coaching staff sort of empowers you to do, like guard a guy the way you think you need to do it? Or is that in the scouting report? Like, I guess, walk me through how you choose to defend certain guys.
They kind of let me just, you know, do whatever I do defensively. And they go around that, to be honest with you. Me personally, I just, like I said earlier, I just try to make it tough for them. Nothing easy. Don't let them ever get comfortable. Notice their tendencies, try to shade them away from that, just things like that.
That makes sense. Point of attack defense, I think, has been really good for the team. I think you guys are an underrated defensive team because you are so versatile, and you're also a bigger guard, so you can switch off on a, you know, bigger guys and things like that. And I think that team, you know, helps the team a lot too here. But your teammates obviously seem to agree with us both about the way that you play here. So Keyshawn said that you were the Captain America for the team, because you do everything that the team needs. How does it feel to hear stuff like that from your teammates?
There's a running joke in the locker room. They always call me Cap and stuff like that. But I feel like even without them saying it, they know what I bring to the table each and every day, not even just like in games, like in practice, the energy in practice and stuff like that. So I don't know. It's just good to hear.
That's awesome. One more here, gas you up a little bit here from Coach Skin. I would say you're probably not shooting the ball from the perimeter as well as you would like. And I think people within the program think you're able to do, because your shot looks really good. You're at about 30% for the year. So I'm sure that'll keep trending up as the season goes on. But Coach Skin said that you get up as many shots as anybody. You work as hard as anybody. And he would never tell a player like you not to shoot, because he thinks they're good looks and he's confident that you can make them. So I guess, how does it feel to have a coach that just kind of has that much confidence in you and recognizes the hard work that you put in?
Shoot, it means the world, honestly. I mean, it's a long season. So, like, especially early on, obviously, I wasn't shooting the ball the best. And, like, he could have, you know, told me to stop shooting, but he never did that, especially because he knows how hard I work at it. And with shooting, he completely understands this, but like with shooting, there's up and downs and the percentages are going to even themselves out. So as long as you keep working, like, it's going to find its way into the hole eventually.
Yep. Totally agree. We talked about your last game here. Obviously a good one. Is it extra when you get to beat the local, you know, rival in the conference here and get a win over GW, especially after taking an L to them early in the season?
Oh, definitely. Especially they're so close. I know they had some fans at the game. So whenever we can get that extra edge, that's amazing.
The crowd seemed particularly juiced for that one too. So I think they recognized, you know, the kind of the energy of playing the other local team here. You guys have a great sort of home environment. I think that arena, the way it's shaped, helps too. But maybe just talk a little bit about what it's like playing in front of the Mason fans.
It's amazing, honestly, especially whenever they're hype, especially when we go on runs and the other team has to call a timeout and you hear everybody cheering. It's a great environment. Couldn't ask for anything better, honestly.
You're also from the DMV area here too. So spent some time at Siena before this, but what's it like being back in the DMV area and being able to, I'm assuming most nights you're playing in front of somebody you know or somebody in the family or something like that?
It's actually kind of crazy to me, because I'm especially going out of high school, I never wanted to be home, but being back, random friends, family just show up at the game and I get to see them afterwards. It's amazing to see all the love and support that you have, especially when you're at home.
Do you ever get like the Instagram post tag of like, hey,
yeah, I'm watching all the time, just random tags after the game? I was like, you didn't even stay after the game? Like, nah, but it's love. It's love.
So mentioned started at Siena. Why come back to Mason? What was it about this program, Coach Skin, that drew you back to the area?
Well, Skin and Lou both recruited me out the portal really hard, and I wanted to be back to home, closer to home. I have a little brother, and I wanted to, you know, be there for him, be there for my family. And I liked the idea of what they were trying to do with this program, how they were trying to put it together, and I just wanted to hop on board.
Had you had experience with them prior to being in the portal? Like, had they recruited you at other levels, or had you interacted with either guy before?
Oh, yeah. Coach Lou, he recruited me out of high school. We had a pretty good relationship, so
I think that's been the biggest thing that I've noticed with the transfer portal is that where guys seem to end up the second stay, it's usually someone that they had some kind of pre-existing relationship with. So it's probably nice to not have to totally start over from scratch with somebody and meet new people completely.
Exactly.
Playing for Coach Skin, obviously he's a guy that played at George Mason, but played a similar position and role to what you bring for the team here. What's that like kind of being, you know, one of the key initiators on an offense for a coach that was a key initiator of an offense? Is there a special rapport you guys have because of that connection?
I think so. I think we're able to see the game similarly a lot of times. And if we don't see it, we're able to talk it out and get on the same page. I think having that connection just makes it so much easier. And especially me being in my role, leading the team, if we're on the same page, like I'm able to lead the team in the same way he sees it. So it just makes it a very smooth transition.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today, we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
You mentioned this Cap nickname. Is that them giving you a hard time? On this one a little
bit. I mean, it's a joke, but at the same time, it's not a joke because like they see me as the leader and like I not even just like getting on dudes all the time and holding them accountable, but also like picking their confidence up. Like, yo, dude, you were wide open. You're one of the best shooters on the team. Like, just little stuff like that.
I think that says a lot about you and your character, too, because in an era of college basketball where there are older guys on the team, like you have a super senior on the team here, you're doing this as a junior. So, that they listen to you and you can kind of take on that role, I think is kudos to you.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
Next game coming up here. You guys have had a little time off, which is probably nice this part of the season. Get a little rest. I'm sure they're still working you guys hard in practice, though. But you guys play against 16th ranked Dayton at home on Wednesday. So, hopefully everybody listening to this will kind of come out and pack the arena. But what's the team feeling like going into that game?
They're a great team. And we just hope for a great game and a great crowd, to be honest. That's all you can hope for. Obviously, we want to win, but, you know, it happens between those lines. So we just got to be ready to show up.
Is there any kind of, extra energy going into a game like that when it's the team at the top of the conference, essentially, or the highest ranked team in the conference?
I mean, honestly, you would like to say no, but, you know, like you said, they're the 16th team in the country. So we're going to be ready to play. And I think they will be, too. So I think it'll be a great game.
You guys have played well against, you know, the better teams on your schedule, too. So I think there's kind of everybody you guys can kind of match up with here. But I'm sure guys like Amari specifically have their work cut out for them with someone like Deron Holmes. So how do you kind of help out your teammate when they've got like the especially tough matchup?
Like I told you earlier, like just in pouring confidence in them because he's a great player. Obviously, we know Deron's a great player. I feel like Amari can compete with anybody. So just keep instilling that in his mind and shoot. I think that'll just, you know, help him.
It'll take care of itself, right?
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, that's kind of the major stuff I got for you here. So I just want to move into some like rapid fire stuff. Not super rapid fire. You don't have to short change an answer or anything like that, but just mostly quick hitter. So what's one thing that people listening to this that are fans of the team might not know about you personally? Any guilty pleasure TV show or music or anything like that you're willing to share with us?
That's a great question. I love R&B music. That's my favorite genre for sure.
Anybody in particular?
Big SZA fan. Big SZA, Summer Walker fan.
There you go.
That's my type of music.
Okay. I like that. I usually ask any hidden talents, but I have heard from a good source here that you're a heck of a chess player. So
yes, I do.
Walk us through that a little bit.
Yes, I do love playing. To be honest, I picked up on it maybe a year and some change ago, and then ever since then, I pretty much play every day.
Now, who are you playing online? Or are you playing with people?
Playing online, playing on my phone. Sometimes I get to play against some dudes on the team.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can anybody give you a run? Any other good chess players on the squad here?
Our GA, Paul, he's not too bad, but
okay.
No, nobody else is. Oh, and Berge's okay. Free.
I like it. Piano also, I hear. You're a musically talented guy yourself. So you playing much these days? Or
No, I haven't played since high school almost. That's when I learned too, but I have a piano at home, but I haven't played since then.
I got you. That's cool. Does the chess help at all with your basketball? Any strategizing that comes out of it?
Honestly, I think it does. It allows you to slow down and think. I wouldn't say like a direct translation to the game, but strategize, not even defensively but offensively, and just slow down and think.
Cool. I like that. Why number zero?
Also a good question. Why honestly, I wanted one. That's really been my number almost my entire life, but I was like, I switch it up, just go zero. Really nothing to it.
I got it. It's nice to mix it up sometimes too.
Yeah.
For someone who hasn't seen George Mason play this year, just give them the sales pitch. What are they missing out on? What kind of style of play do you guys have? That sort of thing.
I think we have very exciting basketball. We got talent across the board. We got shooting. We can do it on defense. We can get to the paint easily. I think if you come to a game, it'd be really exciting. The crowd be into it. I think, you'll have fun.
Yep. I will vouch for all of those things here. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
In 5 years, hopefully still playing basketball anywhere I can get an opportunity. Honestly, that's the plan.
I like it. You're well on your way, I think. So the whole point of this podcast is just shine some light on DMV guys, either playing in the area or from the area. But you're both, right? So you can definitely answer this better than most people, but, is the DMV the best basketball area in the country?
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt in my mind. Most competitive, everything, up to down.
Who's the toughest guy from the DMV that you've either had to guard or have been guarded by?
There's a lot of ways I can answer this question. So,
anybody who comes to mind is fine.
One, he's in the NBA right now, Cam Whitmore, my guy.
It's a tough one, yeah.
We had a couple battles in high school. James, old teammate Sticks. He was very good. And my old teammate Noah Locke. Those are probably top three for me.
Noah's a good one. He gets a little slept on, I think, too. Yeah. But he could
for sure.
Who's the next DMV guy you think we should talk to on the podcast? Anybody you think would be a really good interview or a good story for people to hear?
DMV guy. Get Darius on here, and Darius Maddox.
Next on my list. I will be hitting up the comms department here very soon about that. Okay, love that. Great answer. Anyone that you want to shout out and just give some love to that's either with the program or in the family or anything like that, that just sort of doesn't get the credit that maybe they deserve for the help, for you and the team?
Shout out my pops. He's my guy. Gets everything done for me through and through. That's it.
That's a very good one. Any social media handles or accounts that people can follow so they can keep up with you and the team along the way here?
Twitter, Instagram is my name, just Jared Billups 1 on both. Give me a follow. Hit me after games. Would love that. Thank you.
Jared, anything you want to leave listeners with or DMV basketball fans with as we wrap this up here?
Make sure you guys come to the game on Wednesday. Come support. We need it. And thank you for having me, man.
That's awesome. That's a veteran guy. Living up to the Cab nickname here with the sales pitch for the game. That's awesome. Hey, well, like I said, man, it's really been fun to watch you play. I really enjoy it. I hope that you get sort of the love that you deserve throughout the rest of the season here, too, because, you kind of make the team go in a lot of ways. So good luck. Kick some Dayton ass for everybody here in the area on Wednesday. And we look forward to just following you the rest of the way here.
Man, appreciate it.
All right, everybody listening to this, hit that little like button for us on YouTube if you can. Rate, review, subscribe, all that good stuff. We're presented by betonline.ag, and we will catch y'all next time.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.